Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How you doing today, Craig?
I guess all right.
Yeah, me too.
Ready to celebrate Earth Day.
That is today. That's right.
That's today?
Yes, it is.
I thought that was when they moved to a weekend. No. That was one of those floating holidays.
No, it's always...
That's when it's celebrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Observed.
Thank you.
Earth Day observed.
Is it always April 22nd, I guess?
It is.
Okay.
So be kind to the Earth today.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Every day.
No, it's not. It's a job killer. Being kind to the Earth is a job killer. You know that, Todd. Study the playbook.
I have, but we just got the one.
Yeah.
We don't get a do-over on this one.
No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't.
I wish I'd have known earlier. I would have ridden my bike to work,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, that's National Ride Your Bike to Work Day, though.
Yeah.
We'll do it that then.
Yeah. And you guys don't want that. I would be sweaty, stinky, nasty.
Plus, you talked about yesterday. You think you looked like a fat guy on a bike. And
that's true.
You won't, you know?
Yeah. I don't have a bike, so that's a problem.
Oh, there's a guy that emailed us yesterday.
Yeah, he said,
I did. I emailed him back. Yeah,
he's got lots of bikes.
Yeah.
Really?
Big listener to the program.
Yeah, and figured
I believe
we'd all,
in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
We'd all get a DUI eventually. He didn't offer any jeans. He just offered
supply
a bike.
Your own jeans. All right.
All right. Today is also, and I guess everybody needs to prepare for this.
Yep.
It's 4:21.
It's early.
Oh, no, 22.
No, 22.
We're at 22 already.
Yeah, hence Earth Day.
Yeah. 4:21, to me, was a lot like 4:20.
Earth Day is going to be a lot like 4:20 as well.
Oh, yeah, people get high on Earth Day, right?
Well, you should.
Smoke the Earth, man.
And they get high on a day.
That's true.
And since it's Earth Day, that too. It is also...
I could probably try my Earth Pipe again today.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds inefficient.
It is. Yeah. It's really a pain
like
in the
you're
ass.
Sucking up ants, too, you know. Just plus, you're down in the ground, sucking into the ground.
You said ants?
Yeah, I said ants, right.
Yeah, I mean, I could go in the backyard.
Or you could just get a pipe out and sit in your couch.
Dig out an Earth Pipe. Spend an hour doing that. Yeah. Or I could go to my paraphernalia box.
Right.
I was going to say, don't you have a few other options at home?
I do.
Don't you suck in the dirt, too? Because you're not lining that hole with a tube, are you?
No, you're lining the hole with pebbles.
Okay, but still,
that's your filter.
Wouldn't there be some dirt in there at all?
Yeah, and when we did it, we had to accessorize a little bit. I think I used a stem from one of those cowboy coffee pots.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, the stem you put inside
all right,
there.
All right.
Yeah, so... It wasn't all natural.
Plus, you had to bend down like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You had to get, like, on your knees.
Yeah, that, yeah.
You had to get down with the earth and smoke with the earth.
You really got to be committed to getting high if that's your only option.
That wasn't the only option. They just tried it.
I know, but...
They had a pipe laying right there.
But at some point, some dude who that was his only option figured that out.
That's exactly right.
And he had to be really committed to wanting to get high.
No toilet paper rolls laying around, nothing. No Coke cans laying around.
No apples.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, in a situation like that, you're probably willing to waste a little time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got
you got
all day.
You got time to use up.
That's what camping's all about.
There's some extra time in the day.
You spend all day
camping.
Yeah, we'd gathered all the wood. All the food was ready to go.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now? Well, let's smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Wow, you want to do it the conventional way? No, let's dig a hole in the earth and smoke it that way. That's what you do when you're camping.
Right.
That makes perfect sense.
You got time to kill.
When I say perfect sense, a little bit.
I mean,
oh, it's also...
Close enough to perfect.
Right. It is also Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day.
Oh, and
not around here, it ain't.
So I'm telling you early so you can wake them up and get them all dressed and ready to go.
Yeah.
We did that once.
A long time ago. Before I even had a kid. We're not doing that ever again.
I think I'm the only one with Nick, some of his kids, but who shouldn't be here.
Right.
I think the rest of them could all handle it.
Well, the rest of them don't want to be here.
No,
they don't. No, mine don't want anything to do with this.
I know what you do for a living.
It was probably
care.
About 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought Miranda in. And she was maybe 10 at the time,
she
11.
In the background.
Right. And she couldn't shut up.
No.
She was on the microphone and would not shut up. And I could tell Tyler was getting so annoyed.
And I love you. I love Miranda. Yeah.
And, you know, I lived with it, so I was used to that. But she,
the weird part is we hired like an 11-year-old girl to be my kid, which is really strange.
That's
right. Yeah. Well, we didn't hire her, but she showed up. And her parents let her show up, too. That was weird.
Yeah, if you paid her, it would have been weird.
Yeah.
Did she just show up?
Her parents, I think we begged for it.
Just drop her off?
I don't remember a parent being there with her.
Yeah. I just remember this young lady.
That's a long time ago.
Showing up.
All right.
And they trusted us with
earth
her
pipes,
care.
A lot of earth pipe brain cells since then.
But they were fine.
I think that woman got a hold of us like when she grew up. Said, I was Tyler's daughter. I'm scared the hell
That's
out of
right.
her.
That's right.
Yeah.
She completed her therapy.
Yes.
At least from that trauma.
Right.
Well, at least somebody dropped her off at the station. It wasn't like, you know, she was dropped, you know, on the doorstep of your condo at 4 in the morning.
No,
or something.
No. That would have been worse. That would not have been cool.
Or you swinging by to pick her up on the way to the station.
I think she drove from a distance, too. I don't think they were right in town at all. Who knows?
According to new research, the T-Rex was not fast.
Oh, yeah. Jurassic Park lied to us. Must go faster. No.
Oh, gee, I don't remember that.
They were slow.
Okay. You know, Jeff Goldblum in the back of the vehicle.
I know. I just don't remember watching much of that movie.
I didn't watch any of that movie.
Yeah, I don't think I did either.
Well, I did. I saw it, but I recall T-Rexes.
Apparently the T-Rex preferred walking speed.
Oh, they did? Okay.
But the raptors were the ones that were really fast, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there's a scene where there's a pretty iconic scene where they're chasing the T-Rex is chasing the Jeep and Jeff Goldblum's in the back and he's gaining on him. You know?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen the videos. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah, but that apparently it was a lie.
According to studies, a Jeep could outrun a T-Rex?
Easily, apparently.
Its preferred walking speed clocked in at just under 3 miles an hour.
Oh, I know guys that can.
That's about average walking speed for a human.
Right.
I know guys that can walk backwards that fast.
Well, you said preferred, though. Does it? Would it attack you if you started running?
It didn't go that fast.
Does it pick up the pace at all? Or
it could.
Is it like a zombie? It can only run, can only walk 3 miles and that's
well,
it?
First of all, there's only so much they know.
Yeah, that's true.
But you said preferred walking speed, not maximum walking speed.
I'm regurgitating information.
If it had to step it up, maybe it could go 4.
It could. It was about 40 feet long, about 12 feet high, about 15,000 pounds. They used to think that it would walk almost 7 miles an hour, but they did new stuff. Looking at the vertical movement of the tail and figured out, it's probably really a slow thing.
Yeah, because 3 miles an hour, how long does that take to walk 500 miles?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Math,
that lets you wait. Figure it out, Todd. Unnecessary math from Todd.
160 and change?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
166 is what I got.
Maximum running speed for the T-Rex thought to be 10 to 25 miles an hour.
That's about a human, too.
So yeah,
25 is really fast for a human. You're not going to reach that, but yeah.
But the Jeep could have outrun him.
Yeah.
Easily. Oh, the Jeep could have, yeah.
Yeah, it would have just taken off, and the T-Rex would have been left.
That's
in
a
the
wide
dust.
Window, though. Are you going 10 or are you going 25?
Depending on how athletic the T-Rex was.
And there's only so much that they can do to figure it out. Since
we can't take one to the track and clock it.
No. It was only 6,000 years ago those things were here, so who knows?
Probably 5,800.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You know, give them a chance to grow.
To grow, that's a good point, yeah.
Well, that's a point. And even then, probably not a good one.
Not at all.
Or that. American Airlines bringing back all their pilots and hiring more. So,
I got a.
We're hoping that's going
to
work out.
I'll talk to you guys off the air about this, but I you know, I haven't flown in well over a year. Most of us haven't. So I got this flight to go back east, see the family for the first time and since my dad. Well, I haven't seen him in a year and a half, basically. But almost a year since my dad dies when I'm going to see him next. I'm close to my sisters and my family, so it really sucks. But so I get that. I booked this flight to fly back east. And all of a sudden, I'm 3 weeks later, they call back. Oh, we moved your flight. Yeah, don't you hate that?
To the same day?
Same day, but like 4 hours earlier. So I got to take that whole day off. I'll talk to you off the air about that. Aww. But thinking, what the hell? So then I'm thinking, okay, I'm flying to Atlanta. I just don't think they do that. It's like, we decided to move you. And that they own us. They get
do.
It. They always owned us.
That's happened to me.
And it never changes. It never changes. We just moved you.
So are you going
to
get...
Don't you think the reason I booked the flight at the time I wanted to is because that's the time I can make the freaking flight?
So this particular company, whoever they are, if you were to change flights, if you were to say, oh, I'd like to go later in the day, would they charge you extra for that?
Well, I clicked on it, and, first of all, there's no other flights later in the day to do. And second of all, it did say there's a change flight. I said, well, you don't want to change it to begin with.
Yeah,
did they
change it for nothing.
I didn't get a hold of them.
You can't.
No. Oh, yeah, they could just leave you a message. Hey, you're flying out 3 hours earlier. Don't worry about it. Don't be late.
Right. Would you prefer to walk, Mr. Bitch?
Yeah, but you would think after all the money they lost over the past year.
They would kiss some ass?
No, this is not just me.
No.
They don't.
No.
They're not.
Nope.
They never kiss
ass. Don't care.
And the problem with that is that Congress is in their pockets. You know, they always vote for airlines.
They're going to bail them
out. They don't give you any leeway. And that's just not me bitching. That's anybody that ever flies. I mean, you watch any comedian's Twitter feed. They're pitching every day about some airline. And they all suck. They all do stuff wrong. Not just one, you know.
Stuck in some airport for 8, 10, 12 hours.
Your flight will not depart at 4 p.m. unless you'd prefer to walk, Mr. Bitch. Can I sign you up for a walk?
It just sucks. Yeah, you're right. Walk, bitches. He'll check in. Pilot buddy. That's his Deadpool name. It's Walk, Bitches, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
I was just about to say thanks, pilot, but never mind.
Walk, bitches.
Yuri Tolochko is an odd duck out of Kazakhstan. He's described as a bodybuilder. He is all muscly and hairy.
In the morning.
Says he's in a thruple.
All right.
With two sex dolls.
Oh.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yuri announced that he has taken a second sex doll wife, Lola, while his old sex doll wife, Margot, is in repair.
Oh, in repair?
Is in repair.
Break her hips.
And he is now in a thruple with Lola and another sex doll, Luna.
Oh, so he let Margot's away. Yuri's going to play.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
He says he spends time with Luna and Lola together as well as separately.
And they're good with that?
Yeah. Apparently, Lola has fallen in love with Luna.
Oh.
Ah. Well, good for them.
According to Yuri.
Does this guy take roids to his brain also?
And he gives each of them a separate time, but the three of them together also have fun.
This guy might get excited about dog treats.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No faculties here.
There seems to be a lack of faculties.
He said that he is often asked how a doll differs from a living woman.
They don't breathe.
And there's a couple of things that I cannot read about the uniqueness, but then he does say there's elements that a living woman does not have, and you just fly into space when you play with her.
Well, they don't say no. If you want to have sex, the sex doll has sex.
Well, that's what it's there for. It's in the name.
Right. And that's why you get two, in case someone gives you that look. I ain't in the mood.
Or in case someone has to go out and get cleaned.
Right.
Or repaired.
Yeah.
In this case.
It's got to be embarrassing to take the sex doll to the repair shop.
Well, if
I broke it.
If it's only... Well, Yuri, you're a bodybuilder. You're crushing the hips, man.
Yuri seems pretty shameless.
Right. Well, if
he is shameless.
Obviously.
If you're... It gets worse.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Lola, the aforementioned Lola, apparently has the body of a chicken and the torso of a human.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's a, that was a...
You're right. It got worse.
He introduced her March 11th.
Just like the song.
Yeah.
Walks like a chicken.
And,
yeah. It talks like a man or a woman.
That's exactly the Kinks song.
Yeah.
Walks like a chicken and talks like a man. Yeah. Love that song.
He said that she has a woman's head, a chicken's body.
Well, that he's got more problems, so
and
watch
the navel,
out for chickens.
I'm starting to think Yuri is weird.
And the navel, the navel has depth.
Oh, so.
And can be used a couple of ways.
Okay.
He's a whack job.
What?
Are the other ones chickens, too? Or are they like
No, just the one. Just
but it has a human head, right?
Just
well, he's not
Lola.
That much, he's not that much of a freak. At least he's not kissing the chicken.
He drop a barbell on his head at some point? What the hell? Yeah.
He's like that messed up neighbor kid from Toy Story.
Right. I don't remember him banging anybody on Toy Story.
No, but he, right, like, if he grew up, he would all, like, you know, take the toys and mold them together.
Frankenstein toys. Yeah.
Right. Play cut and paste with all the dolls.
The chicken, though, so is it like the size of a person, or is it like a chicken size?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Well, chicken size would be, well, you know.
You'd want to see this fresh out of the box.
No, it's a full size. I bet it's a full size chicken.
I don't know.
I want to see what
apparently there was a chicken that stimulated him at some point.
Obviously.
So. Yeah. Seriously, that's what it says here.
Okay.
Seriously, I wasn't kidding about that.
Are his other two girlfriends human heads and human bodies?
Apparently. Did you find Yuri?
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures here, but I can't find anything with a chicken body.
Well, Lola is one with the chicken body,
they're
apparently.
They're not wearing name tags.
She was a showgirl.
Go to his Facebook page and see if it's in a interrelationship. With a half woman, half chicken sex doll.
A lot of these
doll.
Are on Instagram.
Yeah, he's an Instagrammer.
That would just be the definition of it's complicated.
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, yes, but it's a half chicken, half woman sex doll. Okay.
And that's just one of them.
It's complicated, all right.
That couldn't be more complicated.
No, I couldn't see it.
Okay, well, I can't
His
find
last girlfriend was a chicken person sex doll.
This is a video of him alone. And what appears to be a full raw chicken, and he is caressing this raw chicken, and there's 4 more minutes of this video that I really don't think I want to see.
Keep going. He eventually chokes the chicken.
Is it a is it a whole chicken?
A whole raw chicken. Yeah. Yes. That is currently bent over his leg, and he's rubbing it.
Is he about to spank the chicken?
I don't know. Oh, no. This looks like it's getting worse.
He's going to get salmonella.
Does he bang
the
chicken?
Yeah, if there's 4 minutes left, it's getting worse.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I want to watch to the end.
I bet you don't.
Keep watching.
I don't think they allow.
Keep watching. It's not bestiality. Plus, that shouldn't surprise you much, Bush. You've
right.
seen enough of that.
What's
You'd be
not?
Friends with this guy.
Chicken banging is against Instagram rules, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Bush told me it is.
But he's just kind of cuddling that chicken right now.
Yeah, I'm clicking through, and he just continues
is
to.
It, oh, it's a raw
it's chicken.
It's a raw chicken. So he's not banging an actual chicken. So you could probably bang a raw chicken on Instagram.
Well, he doesn't. Thank God.
All right.
But he does.
No, I don't think they'd even allow that.
Yeah. Well, because it's the banging part.
Yeah,
right. It's not bestiality if it's a raw chicken.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
When you smoked that chicken over the weekend.
Smoked that chicken.
Did you cuddle it first?
Yeah.
No, I don't like. I touch it the least amount possible because I'm all worried about getting sick.
Yeah, plus you don't want the kids eating the chicken you just banged.
Yeah.
Did you put a rub on it? Get a little excited when you put a rub on it.
That part was nice.
Yuri couldn't do that.
Right.
Or
Yuri couldn't.
Yeah, I mean he could do.
He put
that,
a rubber on,
but he couldn't stop.
Right. I had to clear everybody out of the kitchen before I put the rub on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of him like out on some party boat with her, along with other normal people.
With the chicken
doll? The chicken body, the real body.
No, just the regular one. I can't find a picture of the one with the chicken body.
Her name is Lola, by the way. Maybe that'll help.
Keeps that in the coop out back.
If the body's the same size as a regular chicken,
no, you know it's not.
An actual head size would be gigantic.
Yeah, it can't be.
It'd be crazy looking.
It's got to be proportionate.
He introduced Lola March 11th.
Isn't it weird that we think it's weirder if the chicken was actual size and then a human head than a full... well, it's got to be a full-size adult-looking chicken, right?
Okay. Cool. Right. I found a picture of the one with the chicken body. It is. It's a human head, and then it's like a massively sized.
That's what I figured.
Yeah,
that.
So it's part foghorn, leghorn.
Thank you.
Kind of.
Does it have feathers?
No.
Just the legs.
No feathers.
It's a naked chicken.
Yeah. It looks like a raw, chicken, like you would. Like, it's that kind of form. There's
full Donald Duck in it.
Yeah. There's no feathers. And there's no nothing. But there's a human head.
Wow.
Oh, so it's like a skin looking. So it's not even feathered out. That is weird.
No, it's wearing lingerie, in fact, in this video.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. I'm with Craig on that.
Of course it is. Right?
Well, yeah.
Now what? I say, what's the big idea?
Is Naked Chicken still on the Adult Swim? On Cartoon Network?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
And there's been a couple big news days.
Robot chicken?
Today.
Nice kid, but a little dumb.
All right. Robot chicken.
Kelly Clarkson took a dump on a trash can yesterday. Now this guy has a human head on a chicken sex doll. Hey, there's a lot going on.
That's where you come with us for the story, man. Yeah, that is what the... What's that guy's name? Yuri? Yeah.
Nice kid, but a little dumb.
That's Foghorn himself right there. You don't know who Foghorn Leghorn is? It's a giant rooster. Cartoon. It was great. My dad's favorite cartoon was Foghorn Leghorn.
All right, I'm posting up this link with this video
of the
half-chicken sex doll that Yuri's...
Yeah, post all that.
Yeah, just...
And enjoy.
You don't think you'd want to go hang out at this guy's house?
No. Unless you get to bang something else, it's not the chicken.
It's Yuri?
Yeah. No. And they have some human sex dolls laying around.
Okay. Most of them.
Yeah, that guy's not going to have a real relationship with a human being, I'm sure. At least
no,
at least
it seems like he has difficulty interacting with humans. Although he was on the party boat.
A boat, yeah. And there were people in the background of that picture that just happened to be walking
around.
Don't
you invite Yuri just for the fun of it? I would,
maybe,
man.
So.
I mean, he'd be at every party. Bring the chicken, Yuri.
No, this is like some sort of public thing. Like there were just people that didn't know him.
Oh, okay, he's out on a tour or something.
Yeah. And they're just like, well, that's Yuri and his sex doll. We'll just move along.
He cuts a hole in the bottom of the KFC bucket for himself.
I'm excited about it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.